Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Basil Hoffman, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on the station at the usual time. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, we have a few minutes left on this week's program, and while we are in a Barry Livingston state of mind, there was an event at the Hollywood Museum about a year ago in April 2019 that honored the life and legacy of Lucille Ball. Barry Livingston was one of the guest speakers that evening. TV Confidential was on the floor of the Hollywood Museum covering the event for our program. We have some audio of that night that we will play for you right now as we pick up Barry's comments. He's sharing some memories of some of his encounters with Lucille Ball on the back lot of Desilu Studios, including the time that Lucy saved him from the wrath of her husband, Desilu executive Gary Morton.
I had plenty of time. I wasn't a son yet. So I had a lot of time on my bike and riding around all the time. And then, you know, I knew she owned a lot. It was at Desilu, which is not Paramount. And one day I'm riding along, and you know, you see this golf cart go by with just a red blur, you know, it was Lucy, you know, but I mean, it was going 90 miles an hour, you know, cigarette, bandana, you know, I had no idea where she was headed. Some meeting or something. But then one day I'm riding, you know, and I kind of see her come along, and then suddenly he goes, "Hi, Barry!" And I practically crashed my bike. I was like, "Oh my God, she knows my voice, she knows my name." You know, which to me, having grown up with her from I Love Lucy, just blew my mind that an icon such as Lucy actually knew who my name, you know, and that was crazy. So then after that, she used me in a couple episodes. I was playing Gail Gordon's son, which, you know, she gave me a mohawk in one of the episodes, which was a lot of fun. Never grew back, in fact. So I have her to thank for that. But, you know, one of the other fond memories I have of Lucy was I was already now on Sons, and she owned the lot, Desilu. And so, I you have a lot of time as a kid when you're on the set sometimes for not working. I used to wrap up gaffer's tape, used to make a, you know, giant ball out of it, and I was obsessed with the Dodgers, you know. And so I'd go out, and I'd take that ball, and I'd throw it as high as I could up against the side of the sound stage, and I'd be down there catching it. Well, you know, I would do that for hours and hours, and I didn't know I was leaving little pock marks. Marks, like every time the ball would hit the stage, would leave a little mark. And so then, you know, I was out there, and then one day I heard this voice go, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?" It was Gary Morton, who was her husband, and he was her partner. And he said, "That's going to cost me a fortune to repaint that stage. Look what you did, kid." And then Lucy sort of came up behind him in her cart and listened to him harangue him, and she goes, "Gary, leave the kid alone. Get in the cart. We got business to do." She turned and says, "Keep playing, kid. One day you may be on the Dodgers. Keep playing." So, I never made it to the Dodgers, but nonetheless, it was a great memory. She was, a trailblazer. She was probably, as far as I know, the first studio chief, you know, production head of a major studio producing Star Trek, you know, Hogan's Heroes. If you look at all these old great shows, it's Desilu Productions. So yeah, and it was a wonderful, wonderful memory. So I'm thrilled that you've chosen her tonight to honor her.
Barry Livingston sharing some memories of Lucille Ball at an event held at the Hollywood Museum in April 2019, honoring the life and legacy of television's Queen of Comedy. Barry's memoir, The Importance of Being Ernie, is available in bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com, where books are sold online. The Streets of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin TV series, and all other books by Jim Rosen are available at ClassicTVSeriesBooks.com. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, Baffa, Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Airbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.